Shavua Tov, Mevorach, Gutavach, Mishnah Yomi is in Ketuvot, Chapter 7, Mishnah 8. Now we've turned in this parak from the subject of nedarim that can damage a marital relationship to a mum, a physical blemish, where if one spouse had known about it, they wouldn't have wanted to go through with the marriage. In Mishnah Zion, we concluded saying that any mum that's posel by Kohanim, and the Torah lists a bunch of these in Vayikra, Chapter 21, would also be posel by a wife. But the Rav Bar Nura here, he adds, based on the Gemara, that there's other psulim also for women that do not apply to male kohanim because they relate to female parts. You can look in the Gemara or the Bar Nura there for details. Let's go on to Mishnah Ches. Hayu bo mumin. She had blemishes. Ve'oda b'veitavia. And she's still in her father's house. So what's going on here is that it's after kiddushin, the first stage of marriage, and it's before chuppah. So she's not living with the husband yet. She's a married woman after the kiddushin, but she's still in her father's house. Ha'av tzarech lavi roya. So now they find out there's mumin, and the husband doesn't want to go through with the chuppah. So now it's the father's responsibility of tzarech lavi roya is to bring a proof shemisha nitarsa nolda ba mumin halalu, that after the erusin, aka kiddushin, that's when these blemishes first appeared, and therefore it's basically the husband's bad luck, or as the Mishnah and Gemara say, v'nistahafa Sadehu. It's as if he owned a field and it was flooded and it drowned all the crops. So it's sort of your own mazel, your own bad luck, because you've already done kiddushin and she already had the mumin. And the contrary also applies if there are witnesses that she had these deformities or these blemishes before the kiddushin ever took place, and the husband would not have wanted to do the kiddushin if he had known about it, then he can not go through with the marriage. Now the next part of the Mishnah, Nichnas Solar Shutabol. If the woman has entered the domain of the husband, which is a legalistic phrasing, meaning they're moved in together. It's after chuppah, and now instead of living in her father's house, she is now living with the husband. So now they find the blemish. Now finally, they're alone together, and he realizes what's going on. Habol Tzarech Lavi Raya. So now the husband has to bring a proof, she'ad shelo nit'arsa hayabam min elu, that before the erusin, before the kiddushin, she had this blemish. It was a pre-existing condition, as they say. The haya, and if that were the case, it would be mekacho mekachtaut, his acquisition, his kinyan of kiddushin, of giving her the ring or the money, would be a mistaken kiddushin. Divri Rabbi Meir. That's according to Rabbi Meir. So in effect, Rabbi Meir is saying if there were witnesses that this was a pre-existing condition, the husband just didn't know about it until they started living together, then he could claim mekach taut, that the kiddushin was never valid. Chachamim Amrim, the other sages say, b'medav amorim, when would this apply? B'mumin shebeseter, blemishes that are hidden, that are not normally revealed, no one would have known about it unless they were man and wife. Avol mumin shebegolui, if it's something that other people would notice, eino yachol litan. The husband has no claim. He should have known about it. We assume he heard about it, or at least he had some sort of passing knowledge secondhand about it, and he accepted it when he did the kiddushin. The Mishnah adds, ve'im yesh merchatz ba'otair, if there is a public bathhouse in their city, of mumin shebeseter eino yachol litan. Even hidden mumin, he can't claim he was unaware of it. Mipnei shehu bodka bikrovotav, because he checks it out with his female relatives. He asks his female relatives when they go to the bathhouse to just, you know, get a little peek at the kala that he's intending to marry before he gives the ring. So the Mishnah is not really endorsing, you know, women peeping on each other in the bathhouse, but lemaisa, there was very little privacy compared to what we're used to now in modern day America. So it was sort of normal in the public bathhouse for people to see what other people looked like without their clothes on. It wasn't such a shameful thing. So again, their legal assumption becomes that the husband, if he, as long as he has female relatives to go to the bathhouse, he would have known about the kala's situation. Now, Mishnah Tet brings the contrary situation. Ha'ish shenodah b'mumin, a married man that now gets a blemish or some sort of, God forbid, accident, disfiguration. Ein kofin oto lahotzi. We don't force him to divorce his wife. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, "B'medav memorim, wouldn't does this apply that he doesn't have to leave? B'mumin shekehaktonim. If it's like it's a small thing, it's not such a major deformity. Avolmumina gedolim, but major significant injuries and disabilities. Kofin oto lahotzi, we force him to divorce her. This is only if she wants to divorce. If she says, I really can't deal with this situation anymore, you know, you've become, you know, something else. You understand, like a significant accident, God forbid he loses his legs or he loses an eye, and, you know, she really has a valid claim. I can't live with him like this. He's not the man I used to know. That's when we would force him to grant a divorce based on her inability to tolerate the moon. But the small things, you know, changes in the hairline, you know, that's considered quite acceptable within the realm of normal. And of course, when people get older, you have to expect that people do change. Thank God. And thank God, it's better than the alternative of being not able to change. Yasha kochachem, shavua tov.